Hello, I'm Naomi Lewin. Welcome to Classics for Kids. This week, in celebration of the Christmas season, some classical compositions that have Christmas carols in them. Not all pieces that use Christmas carols were meant to be played at Christmas time. When he composed music for a play called L'Alésienne, The Woman from Arles, a city in France, Georges Bizet borrowed an old French Christmas carol called The March of the Three Kings. The Three Kings feature in another piece that uses a Christmas carol. Ottorino Respighi composed a musical description of three paintings by Italian Renaissance artist Sandro Botticelli. One of those paintings is The Adoration of the Magi. In addition to the Magi, the Three Kings, the painting shows a huge crowd gathered to admire the baby Jesus. To set the scene, Respighi quotes the old church chant Veni, Veni, Emmanuel, which you know as the carol O Come, Emmanuel. Germans have a Christmas carol lullaby in which Mary sings, "Joseph, dearest Joseph mine," asking for help rocking the baby Jesus to sleep. Johannes Brahms used a bit of that carol to open a song he wrote in honor of another baby, the son of his good friend Joseph, or Josef in German, Joachim. Brahms liked the inside joke of the two Josephs, and he liked the wonderful tune which he gave to the viola. Otto Nicolai put the carol Vom Himmel hoch, known in English as From Heaven Above to Earth I Come, into his Christmas overture. And Johann Sebastian Bach used that carol in a set of organ variations. There's also a Christmas carol with music by a classical composer, even though that's not what he originally intended it for. Felix Mendelssohn wrote a song celebrating Johannes Gutenberg, the man who invented the movable type printing press. But Mendelssohn didn't like the words to the song, which were by somebody else, so he told his publisher to find another use for his music. He thought it might be good for weddings, but not for anything really religious. After Mendelssohn died, someone in England discovered that the music went perfectly with a poem by Charles Wesley, the brother of John Wesley, who founded Methodism. Just about the same time as Hark the Herald Angels Sing got attached to Mendelssohn's music, another Englishman came up with Christmassy words for the old folk song Greensleeves. William Chatterton Dix wrote What Child Is This in the middle of the 19th century. Ralph Vaughan Williams composed his Fantasia on Greensleeves in the 20th century, so he probably knew that the piece would get played a lot at this time of year. The Fantasia on Greensleeves by Ralph Vaughan Williams. In the Northern Hemisphere, it's now winter. Next week, a whole show of music that features winter. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write classics for kids and produce it with Tim Lanter and Bruce Ellis at WGUC Cincinnati. Please join me next time for more Classics for Kids.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from 20th Century Fox Home Entertainment, presenting the Irish rock film Once on DVD Tuesday.